the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
Yes, may the Lord's peace be with you. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host today is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
You know, I'm somebody that 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago, could it be that long ago, when cable TV first came out, I thought, most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Why would anyone want to pay to have cable brought, to have programming brought in by a wire when they could get it free off the air?
Crazy.
I knew it would never catch on. Anyhow.
And look how far we've come.
Well, the reason I mentioned that, I thought the same thing just a couple of years ago about apps and smartphones. Why would people want to listen to the radio on their phone?
They have apps for everything, Jim. Everything.
Absolutely.
And the reason we say that is because there's an app for Catholic radio. And if you are one, or if you're in company with someone who says, yeah, I know Catholic radio's in Indianapolis, but I just can't get it very well. Well, guess what? You can now. There is an app. You go to the app store, or on the Android, or what's it called? It's not called the App Store, but it's the
Play Store.
Play Store. And you can simply put in, I started with the TuneIn, but we can now bypass that, and you can just put in Catholic Radio Indy.
That's it.
It pops up. Mm-hmm. You download it. It takes about a minute, maybe, and that's if you take a nap for 30 seconds. And then once it's on there, and it's a cute little, it's a cross, like a blue cross with a white, it's gorgeous. Once you have it on your phone, you just tap it, and it's crystal clear every time.
Faster than you can dial a phone number.
It really is. It really is. So please tell your friends, if you're having trouble, if you're in an area of Indianapolis that doesn't get 89.1 or 90.9 very well, use the app. Download it to your smartphone.
Absolutely. Easy to
do. All right, okay. I thought of that. Every once in a while I get lucky. Okay, our guest today on Faith in Action, Bobby Williams. I think you traveled a little bit to make it for the interview today, didn't you?
That's right. I'm down from South Bend.
From South Bend. God bless you for coming. He is here because there's a big happenings here in Indianapolis at the end of this week. Grand opening of the Women's Care Center, which is right smack dab next door to the Planned Parenthood on the west side.
No place we'd rather be.
I love that. Okay, Bobby, so tell us a little bit about you first, your family, where you live, where you drove from.
Sure. Well, lifelong resident of South Bend, Indiana, youngest of six children, happily married for 20 years to my wife, Betsy. We've got four children on earth and two in heaven, and just happy to be here.
I like that. Four on earth and two in heaven. I'm going to snitch that one. Okay, so how did you, we see lots of women involved in this endeavor, in this apostolate, but how did you get involved first in not only the pro-life field, but particularly in the Women's Care Centers type deal?
Well, that's a great question, because one of my famous stories is at the Women's Care Center right now, we've got 130 employees, and there's only one dude, and I'm the dude.
130 employees.
That's right. Wow. That's right. And I am the only male that working at the care center, because this is clearly a female issue. But just real briefly, fresh out of college and met Betsy, and we got married, and I started my own company, and I had that company for 10 years and did pretty well, but all along realized that there was something missing in my life, and it was after a trip actually to Medjugorje, where I came back. Now I didn't see the sun spin or my rosary didn't turn gold, but what my miracle was I think Our Lady was calling me to do something to help the women who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy, and specifically the precious unborn. And so put my company up for sale, and I wanted to do something pro-life, but not just pro-life you know, as we know it, that's kind of out there, but something tangible, something real, something that makes a real difference. And that's where I approached Ann Mannion, who's been our volunteer president for 29 years, and said, you know, I'm a salesman by trade. I'd like to spend the rest of my life helping your organization. I realize it's a female issue, but how could I help? And that's when she began to tell the story of the care center. And they had never had what was called a development presence. They had always acted by God's providence for the first 20 years of the organization. But the numbers of women that we were seeing were far outpacing the contributions that were kind of trickling in. And so I made the decision to start a foundation for the benefit of the Women's Care Center. And we started that in 2003. And at the time, the care center had 4 locations in northern Indiana, and now we have 23 locations in 8 states.
Oh, so, my goodness.
That's right.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
We are blessed. We are the largest Catholic-based pregnancy resource center in the United States now, serving more women in more locations than any other. But what's coming to this town is going to be the most life-saving
of all. Even better yet. You know, as you're chatting, as you're talking, I remember back in the 80s, myself, I lived in Louisville, Kentucky at the time, and there were a number, in fact, I helped open a crisis care center, and they were sometimes called pregnancy crisis centers, crisis care centers, pregnancy mm-hmm. centers, crisis was usually in the name, and these were prolific. They were going to open. Some lasted longer than others. Mm-hmm. How is this different? How is a women's care center different than the crisis pregnancy centers of old? Because those probably would have been around about the time that you're thinking, when you're getting into the field here.
That's right. Well, if you look across the United States, there's approximately 3,000 what we call crisis pregnancy centers, and about 90% of them are run by the evangelical churches, and they do great things, okay? About 10% of them are what we call Catholic-rooted or Catholic-based, and they do great things. And what we decided from Janet Smith, our founders back in 1984, when she turned the reins over to Ann Mannion, who has been our volunteer president for 3 decades, Anne is a former CPA by trade, and we decided if we want to help the most women and save the most babies from abortion, we need to run our charity like a business.
Sure.
Because so many great causes, so many great charities stay small, and they have a hard time growing and serving everyone they'd like to because they kind of remain stuck in their own little bubble. So we said, how can we take this to as many women and babies as we can? And so I guess right off the bat, our model of our ministry is to run it like a business that cares.
Okay, I like that. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today, and you know, every time I reintroduce someone, Jim, you know who I think of?
Who's that?
Monsignor Schadl. Because he's the one, I met him outside the office one time, in fact, down at the Columbia Club several years ago, and he said, you guys need to reintroduce your guests several times. So every time I do, I think of Monsignor Schadl. Our guest today, Bobby Williams, and he is really actually kind of the founder, if you will, of the Women's Care Center, at least on the ground floor. You were in on the ground floor. And we're talking about how this is a little bit different than the crisis pregnancy care centers of years past. And what I'm getting from you right now is that this is Catholic-based.
Yes, definitely.
So that's one of the big differences. I was really excited when this came across my desk about maybe a month ago because of your location. And that, to me, is so exciting. Tell our listeners what the design is, because there's definitely a reason and thought that went into this, where you're going to be where you are located.
Well, I appreciate you asking that, because our attitude and our model is next door saves lives. Round the street, around the corner, down the street, you can still do good things, but we want to do great things. And the only way that you can attract the most women and save the most babies is being bold and very Catholic and very pro-life and being right next door. And so, yes, most of our locations nationwide are right next door to the largest abortionists in town, in the state. And so we're going to be right next door to our friends at Planned Parenthood at 86 in Georgetown. You know, a lot of people say, Bobby, why do you want to be next door? Isn't that controversial? Well, that's where the moms are. That's where the babies are. It's like, what did John Dillinger say when they say, why do you rob all the banks? Well, he said, well, because that's where the money is. Like, or if you don't talk about a business plan, what do you see on any corner in the United States? You see CVS and Walgreens.
Right.
Arby's, McDonald's, and Wendy's.
All together.
They're all together. They all get fed. Our attitude is if Planned Parenthood can be there and they're going to do what they do, we can be there.
Sure.
But I want to tell you what's wonderful that is to come. Every time we locate immediately next door to the Planned Parenthood or the neighborhood abortionists, two things happen. Women come and babies are saved and abortions will plummet. This is what we do, and it's coming to this community very soon.
Now we're talking about a new facility that's coming here. You mentioned other facilities, plural.
Yes.
And one in South Bend and where else?
Well, we've got 23 locations in 7 states, going as far north as Duluth, Minnesota, to Vero Beach, Florida, and all points in between. Oh, here in Indiana, we have 13 locations. Basically, the entire northern half of Indiana is blanketed with women's care centers, 4 in South Bend, 3 in Fort Wayne, Columbus, Ohio, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Peoria, Illinois, Michigan. And wherever we are, the abortion rate plummets much quicker than state and national averages. Do you know right now in the state of Indiana, we have 5,750 babies expecting the Women's Care Center moms at this very moment?
5,000.
5,700 babies who would have been aborted that will be born in the next 9 months thanks to the Women's Care Center. We're just talking in Indiana.
That's huge. Well, that is huge. Yeah. That makes me emotional. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's huge. And the interesting thing is that you place yourself, you position yourself immediately next door. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't be. I was talking with Barb Brinkman about this, and we have both been to, many of our listeners have been to, that Place 86 mm-hmm. in Michigan Road or
Georgetown
yeah. Road. And it's kind of set back a little mm-hmm. bit. It's kind of dark. It's not immediately, I wasn't immediately aware of that's where I had to drive past it a couple times before I figured out that's exactly what it was. Because it's a little bit ambiguous, if you mm-hmm. will. But the center that you have planned that is bright and That's open right. and it's magnificent, actually. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
That's great.
Hi, this is MJ Crowder. I hope you enjoy listening to our Faith in Action programs here on Catholic Radio. Over the years, it's been my pleasure to interview some great guests and cover some very interesting topics. It's always a challenge to come up with fresh ideas for the programs. If you have an idea or two about a topic we could cover or a guest we could interview, give us a call at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Bobby Williams. He is from the Women's Care Center. He drove all the way from South Bend, Indiana, to be with us today. And there's a grand opening coming up at the end of the week. You have big, big, big plans. I have some tough questions for you, though, because it wouldn't be great if you didn't have tough questions, right?
Sure.
Okay, so let's take it through a couple things. First of all, I kind of want to know what your typical client looks like. Are we looking at a woman in her 30s or 40s, or we're looking at young teenagers? What are we looking at? Because what I kind of would like to ask you is, they're heading to Planned Parenthood, and just by a fluke, happen to notice, because you are going to be much more visible. More inviting, it appears, from all the pictures, much more inviting. And if I were walking up there, I'd choose yours over the other one in a heartbeat, simply because it looks more welcoming, if you will. So you get this, 17, 18, 19, 35-year-old woman walking through your doors. Now tell me, because you've got a tough sell. Mm-hmm. You've got a tough sell. I'm expecting not to be pregnant in a couple days and this stress to be lifted from my shoulders. What do you do?
Well, the first thing we do at every Women's Care Center, and we see over 25,000 new young mothers every year who make well over 110,000 visits, but we know that the most important woman we'll ever see is the next woman.
Right.
And as long as we love and serve and listen some more to what that woman has to say, what's on her heart, what's on her mind. We know that we can start to build that bond of trust. And if we build that bond of trust and we show her the totality of our services, see, we're not just about helping women to choose life for their babies. Clearly, that's the primary purpose. But what we offer, which is unique, is so much more. Ongoing counseling, ongoing mentoring, ongoing material support before pregnancy, after pregnancy. Do you know our average contact with one of these young mothers is 2.5 years? But who is one
Really?
Of our, that's right. That's right. Because we just don't want to help them choose life and say, good luck, God bless, amen. That would be a disservice. Our goal is to create self-sufficient, empowered young mothers that have to finish their education. They got to go to class. They got to work. And we want dad involved.
Okay, because that's the bad rap that you get from the other side of the fence saying, okay, you guys save babies, great, but that's all you do. You've got women who come through and they don't have money for medical and they don't, yeah. maybe this is going to jeopardize mm-hmm. their job. Maybe it's going to jeopardize their relationship.
Well, regrettably, those accusations don't stick when you talk to the Women's Care Center, because not only do we bring a significant amount of these additional life-affirming services to this young mother, but we love to partner with any and all local agencies that can help us help these young moms become self-sufficient families. I mean, this is just what we do. We love and serve. It really is a Mother Teresa model of care. There is no judgment. There is no active evangelization, although we know the Holy Spirit's always there. We do a lot of listening. We do a lot of loving. And what we offer as compared to next door is hope. And if you give a young woman hope, anything is possible with hope. She knows it's a baby. She knows it's a child, regardless of what they told her next door. And yes, when a young mother comes to see us, she's probably been next door. Most of the women who see us come the same week that they have their abortion scheduled. But I can tell you one thing, when they go there and they come to us, they stay with us. Do you know that 97% of our young mothers ultimately choose life for their babies? 97%.
97%. That's pretty lofty. That's huge.
That's right.
I have to ask you, listeners, we're chatting with Bobby Williams from the Women's Care Center, brand new facility that is opening up at the end of this week right next door to Planned Parenthood is on the west side of town. And I do want to ask about that. What kind of goings on are you going to have? What kind of festivities, if you will?
We're going to have an open house the afternoon of November 20th, excuse me, 19th. Our first day of operations is the 20th. We will be open for business and loving serving moms and babies of this community on November 20th. But at 2 p.m. on the afternoon of the 19th, we're going to have an open house to the general public, and we would love people to come by and see it. We'd love them to see our counseling rooms, our ultrasound room, our crib club store. We'd love them to see our Eucharistic chapel that we're very, very blessed.
A chapel on premises.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
We're very blessed that Archbishop Tobin, who is on our board, as is Monsignor Schadel, he's been very, very helpful. But we have permission to have the Holy Eucharist on repose, so we're going to have Mass twice a month, and it's going to provide tremendous strength to our counselors and, by the way, to our number one partners, which are the prayer warriors who've been on the sidewalk fighting the good fight and doing everything they can to help these young mothers. We're making it so they have a place to pray in our facility.
Tell us a little bit about the facility itself. That's kind of a almost an industrial area over there.
It is.
A Planned Parenthood doesn't stand out as a mm-hmm. professional office building or anything yes. like that.
But this will stand out.
That's what I'm trying to do, get a picture for our listeners of what they would see if they went over there.
Well, let me tell you what they're going to see. They're going to see the ultimate contrast between hope and no hope, between God's love and life, and between the scourge and death of what goes on next door. All of our centers are built to look like caring centers, like homes. When you come inside, and everyone is welcome to come inside, they don't look like doctor's offices. We don't want them to look like a clinic. It looks like your living room. You're going to see soft furniture, pictures of babies, soft music playing. We want our mothers coming back, because the more they come back, the more chances are they're going to choose life and tell their friends. Do you know that 7 out of 10 Women's Care Center clients, and who are our clients? Well, the average age is between 20 and 22 years old. About 2/3 of our clients are at or below the poverty level, but we've seen women as old as 45. We've seen women as young as 16. But we want them to know that this is a safe place. It's a beautiful place. But what I was leading to, 7 out of 10 women's care center clients come to us by previous client referral.
That's pretty incredible.
They know the care center is the place to go. They will be loved, they'll be respected, and they're going to be well taken care of. This is what we do. We're not in the judging business. We're in the loving business.
You know, I know you've got something that you want to read. If you're just now tuning in, Bobby Williams from the Women's Care Center, I had a quick question
sure.
for you. Earlier, we were talking about the woman walking through your doors, and maybe she was expecting to go next door, and instead, mm-hmm. because yours and the pictures do look incredibly sure. welcome. Welcoming and sure. delightful and cozy and comfortable, and I would choose that in a heartbeat. So they come through your door and they're trepidatious, afraid. Mm-hmm. I imagine, I'm just guessing, that that's the number one thing is they don't quite know what the process is going to be or sure. the procedure. So how do you overcome that? Is there a technique? Is there something that you say in the first few minutes? Is the yeah. first 2 or 3 minutes the most important? It, with the caveat being that I loved that you said you listen.
Yeah.
So I would guess that fear has to be a huge thing for you guys to battle, but I'm just guessing that.
Well, it is. And I'd like to use an example of how well this works. The day before we opened in Peoria, where there are over 1,500 abortions a year at the main abortionist at the Planned Parenthood in Peoria, Illinois. By the way, at 86 in Georgetown, over 4,000 abortions a year.
Wow.
It's one of the top Planned Parenthoods in the United States. It's just wow. awful. But the day before we opened in Peoria, two girls came to us, sisters, and they walked in our door by mistake because we're
right next door.
And they said, well, we're here for our abortion. Well, we're always very upfront. We don't need to deceive. We always say, well, Planned Parenthood is next door, but can we talk to you for 5 minutes? Let's just take a seat here. And 5 minutes all of a sudden turns into 15 minutes. And then 15 minutes turns into, would you consider a free ultrasound so you can understand what's going on inside your body? No obligation. Our only agenda is you, the woman. See, we are pro-woman, pro-life. If you concentrate on the woman and you take care of her needs and you listen to her and love her unconditionally, then you build that bond of trust. And then all of a sudden, it turns into a follow-up appointment. And all of a sudden, she's enrolled in prenatal class. And 7-8 months later, we had 2 babies born. 2 babies saved in Peoria, Illinois. And we weren't even open for business yet.
Praise
That's
God.
The miracle that's coming to 86 in Georgetown.
What about staff? Paid staff? Volunteered staff? How are they trained?
Both. That's a great question. That's another way that the care center is so different, the way that we've become a national model, is because we take this very seriously, because there's lives at stake every time. We see over 400 women a day nationwide. Even in little old South Bend, Indiana, we see just over 100 women a day.
A day.
Each day. Wow. So all of our staff goes through over 400 hours of training before they can counsel a woman by themselves. We have full-time staff because whenever Planned Parenthood's open, we're open and then some. Because what a poverty it is if the abortionist is doing what he's doing and there's no one next door to provide an alternative.
Sure.
So we'll have at least 50 hours a week of service. It's a nice mix of paid staff, our nurses, our ultrasonographers, full-time all the time. We'll be providing full-time ultrasound every hour we're open. But then we do need some part-time staff and a slew of volunteers to run our crib club store, to run our parenting classes, our continuing education. There's a role for everybody.
Now, where would people who might be listening to the radio right now, how would they find out about what opportunities are available and how would they get their name in there?
Thank you for that. Our director from Indianapolis is a wonderful young lady from St. Luke's. Her name's Sarah Bardol. And her cell phone number is 219. Now, I know that's not local, but she actually worked for us up in Michigan City. Now she's here. Sarah Bardol's cell phone number is 219-877-7473. And you could also reach her at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Bardol, B-A-R-D-O-L, at indy.rr.com. And she loves to work with anyone who wants to join us to help the women and children of this community in a better way.
Need men, women, young, old?
There's a role for everybody. I mean, clearly it's a women's issue, and so we don't have men counseling.
Sure.
But we need people to haul cribs and car seats and
we
maintain our facilities. And there's a role for everybody.
We have just over a minute left, and I know there's a huge opening. If we could have the dates, the times, and I know you need funding.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So for those listeners, and this is an issue that's near and dear to many of our listeners' heart, our listening audience completely across the board. So I'm going to cede the last minute and a half to you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm going to go through this quickly. You know, my friends who can hear the sound of our voice here, we want to know, we want everyone to know that the nation's largest, most successful Catholic-based pregnancy resource center is coming to this community to work with all the other pro-life agencies to help more women choose life. Our budget to open this facility is $2 million. After a lot of hard work and a lot of great people in this community, we've raised about $1.7 million. So we have $300,000 to go. We need gifts. We're 100% privately funded, so we need gifts, large and small. But I'm just going to really quickly read a letter from one of our clients. I hope I can fit it in. And just so you know who you'll be helping if you join us. We got this letter last week. It's from a young lady named Mary. She says, "Dear Women's Care Center, I've enclosed a picture that my daughter Ashley picked out. Let me tell you about my involvement with your organization. I was 19 years old, terrified, and had my best friend take me. I don't remember everything clearly anymore, but what I do remember was I was treated with gentleness, love, and respect. There was no judgment of me, my age, or what I obviously been doing, just calm reassurance in a Christian pro-life atmosphere. My parents were loving, devout Catholics, but it was so much easier to share the news of my unplanned pregnancy with the help of my care center counselor. The Women's Care Center also provided me with information and referrals for private adoption. Obviously, I chose to parent. The Women's Care Center has been the greatest blessing in my life, and I know it has blessed thousands of young mothers like me. You see, you not only have saved the life of my daughter, but my own. With all my heart and soul, I thank you and everyone who supports the Care Center for saving the life of my family. With all my love, Mary."
Mary.
I know, isn't that something? This is what we're bringing to 86 in Georgetown. We need our friends' help.
And the open house again, and the date and time and place.
November 19th at the corner of 86 in Georgetown, probably 2 to 4 p.m. We would love to see our friends come join us. This is going to be a great blessing indeed.
Thank you, Bobby Williams, Women's Care Center, for being our guest today. And may the Lord's peace be with you.
Thank you.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action. Underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a guest or a topic for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you.